Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com. Revolution.
The Football Show. It's a philosophy on CliffCentral.com.
Hallelujah! 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 For the Lord God gave us and reigneth. Hallelujah! 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 For the
Lord. It's Wednesday and it's the Football Show, a show about football news, Moses Chunga, Drake, Tupac Shakur, coffee, iPhones, Direct Jesus, Basarashe, what it do in the purple? Oh my God, is it purple rain? What's going on here?
You know what it means, dog.
Yeah.
When a nigga puts on purple.
Oh yeah. What does that mean actually? What does it mean when someone puts on purple?
I'll leave that to you. Ask any woman, they'll tell you.
Oh wow. We just want to start the show on a very somber note today because I owe someone an apology. And maybe I should just get into it now. Should I get into it now? Should I? I'll just get into this. Okay. Durag Jesus, I would like to apologize to you for the way I treated you last week, despite your insistence on not wanting to speak about Man United. I chased you out of the studio with my ignorance, insensitivity,
and foolishness.
And general assholiness.
Yeah.
And for that, I'd like to say I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Is that
apology accepted.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry for that.
No, it's okay. I forgive you.
And I think it's only right that in keeping with the somber mood, we speak about Theo Mojo.
Theo. Yeah. Guys.
Theo is not on the show today and we'll explain why. Theo was in a car accident.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Theo... You know, the paragon of wealth and privilege.
Black wealth.
Black excellence. Tess drove a car that cost less than 400,000.
And
as a result, he had a severe allergic reaction.
Yeah,
and
to the seats.
To the seats. Because they weren't...
They weren't Montana leather.
No. Mm. They weren't... what's that thing? That Swiss goat.
Which Swiss goat?
Ibex? No, Oryx?
Oryx? Chamois? Yeah, Oryx? Chamois? Oryx? I think it's Oryx.
Some exotic Swiss goat leather.
The seats were not made out of...
Leather, handcrafted and made by virgin
Norwegian women.
Exactly. Blonde. Virgin artisans.
Virgin, yeah.
It wasn't artisanal enough.
Yeah. So he had an allergic reaction. Yeah,
he's in hospital.
He's in hospital now. Because of our driving cheap cars.
Yeah. So send him your love and strength and light and all that hipster shit.
Yeah. So shall we begin now? All right. We shall begin now. Okay. We've got a WeChat.
Yeah,
good. Let's get this.
We got a WeChat.
Yeah.
Eddie up. We got a WeChat from Dre in Florida. Yeah. What's up, guys? Getting a chance to listen live for a change. My highlight of the week. Keep up the good job, guys.
Yeah.
No show like this out here.
Yeah.
5x10. Yeah, global. Florida.
Florida.
Wait. Is it Florida, South Africa, or Florida?
Yeah.
The States.
Florida.
Because that could be like near Rudaport.
Yeah, that Florida. Could be near Rudaport. Actually.
But Andre, shout out.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, Andre.
So season recap.
Duncan, is that Florida? Is that Florida? Like, you know, is it Florida in Durban?
We international, baby.
All right, thanks, Duncan. What to do, guys? You can call us on 0861-555-189. That is the telephone. You used to call me on my cell phone. Or you can talk to us via WeChat on the Cliff Central ID. So you just use the WeChat thing like Dre just did and you WeChat. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That's @FootballShowCC. Talk to us using the hashtag TheFootballShow or Nudes or Fire Mixtape or whatever it is that tickles your fancy. Plo. Pull up the tune. What you know about it? Guys, Antonio Vival in the building. What you know?
Guys, we need to talk about something I saw on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah. We need to, just hold on to Reg. I think I killed you. I just muted. Yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry. I apologize. It's okay. Okay.
Penile muscle.
What?
You lose penile muscle. How could you fucking mute me?
It's okay. It happens. It's life.
Okay, anyway, some woman on Twitter, Malawian Twitter.
Malawi Twitter is always fire.
It's always fire.
Malawi
says,
Twitter is always
if
fire.
If you want to keep your man happily in love forever and ever, put a piece of raw meat in your vagina. Have sex with your man.
What?
While the piece of meat is in your vagina. Let it soak up the combined juices.
Yeah.
Then after sex, make beef stew for him and pop the raw piece of meat in the beef stew.
What?
Make sure he eats it. And once he's eaten it, he will forever.
Yeah.
Be yours.
So Malawian women, this is what you do.
Stay away from Malawian women.
Yeah. They put meat in the veg.
Wow. And then in your beef stew.
Anyway, ground rules. Give us some top of the dome ground rules, Nick. Yeah.
Ground rules. Cricket is not a sport.
Yeah.
Jacques Callis is no longer a legend.
Oh, yeah.
Makai Antini is the greatest of all time.
Of all time.
Mayweather's the god.
Oh, I got a message from Dre who says, who the fuck said it's Florida, USA? Local, my man. In keeping with Saudi's 90% local, I relocated to Rudaport from the US.
Oh, my God. That's okay. Shout out to Rudaport.
Shout out to Rudaport, man. Shout out to Rudaport. Anyway, let's get into this thing. Kick off. We'll start off with the English Premier League. We'll start off with the results. West Ham. No. That's not recent, is it? No. Sunderland 3, Everton 0. Was that
a
recent thing?
Yeah.
No, but that's not the final day of the season. That's like last week, isn't it?
Final day here.
All right. There's the final day.
Comrade Question has suddenly lost the ability to read.
Chelsea 1, Leicester City 1. Let's start with that. We've got a Chelsea fan in the building.
Chelsea fan.
Basarache C in the building.
AKA a football newbie.
Say hello to the people, Basarache.
AKA football only started existing in 2004.
2003? Maybe when Ibrahimovic
2004
came.
Because, you know, in maybe 2004 they saw the fruits of the policy. 2003 they were still skeptical. You know, there was no hype.
Yeah.
2004, you know, Mourinho. You know.
I guess we got to start somewhere, I guess.
at the bottom.
Now we're here.
Let's talk about Chelsea this season.
Yeah, I guess they didn't want to embarrass Leicester. Well, not embarrass, but you know, spoil the party.
Oh, come on.
Just let them draw. Yeah. And, you know, let them walk away with it. I guess it was a good comeback from Leicester, I should say. Mm. And yeah, a good send off after, you know, having.
Give us your post-mortem on your team this season, man. Like,
I think it was a season where we had to do a lot of self-introspection, I guess. The squad is over the hill now. I think there's a lot of also changes that need to happen there. Bring in the youth, as they say.
Bring out the youths.
I'm very optimistic. I think Conte is a shrewd man. I think he'll come in there, make a lot of changes.
Very shrewd because he beat a match fixing charge just now, man.
Yeah, how do you beat a match? And apparently it wasn't match fixing. I saw the actual charge. It's what is it called? It's
failure to stop. The match fixing. No, it was probably a charge relating to his hairstyle.
Yeah, because it's horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible, horrible.
Horrible.
And he left out Pirlo in the team, in the Italian national
team. Fuck Pirlo, man. He plays in the MLS.
Come on, man.
Pirlo is how old? I mean, where was he going to fit in?
Exactly.
But who? Montolivo will be better player than Pirlo?
Hell yeah.
Montolivo's in the squad?
Yeah, he's in the squad.
I haven't cared about an Italian squad since 1998. I don't really...
We got a message from Sonia saying,
Sonia!
Wishing the tall, dark mountain of sunshine a speedy recovery. Hashtag Theo Mojo. Theo, thank you, Sonia. We always know you're listening.
Thank you,
Sonia was asking me the other day, like, what are we doing for the Champions League final?
We're going to broadcast live from the summit.
Yeah.
Club in Hillbrow.
Yep, yeah.
Known for their exquisite exotic dances.
And exotic foods.
No, guys.
Slap chips.
I do not endorse eating at strip clubs.
Have you been to the Grand? What are you talking about?
I do not endorse eating at strip clubs. Next thing you know, a stripper shakes too vigorously and chlamydia lands on your food.
No. Or on your gelato.
On your gelato. Oh my God, what is that nutty
aftertaste
on my gelato.
It's an STI.
So a verdict on Chelsea, good or bad season?
Terrible.
I mean, now you're really where you belong. A mid-table team, finishing.
What do you mean they where they belong? Chelsea has a better pedigree than Arsenal over the last.
Oh, come on, shut up.
12 years.
Face.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up. Chelsea is a European contender and a fucking perennial evergreen.
Why are you doing this thing right now?
Perennial. English Premier League contender.
Friends.
No, no, fuck
I'm
that.
Trying,
Chelsea
to,
right
to,
now
to be a nice
as a club is bigger than Arsenal.
Fuck you.
So shut the fuck up. And accept your mediocrity.
All right, we move on to Stoke City 2, West Ham 1.
Why am I even caping for Chelsea, man?
I don't even know. That's how bad you are today. You're caping for Chelsea. Stoke City 2, West Ham 1. Do you like Jesus?
The Mark Hughes experiment failed this season, I think, for Stoke.
But isn't it their highest ever EPL finish?
No, it's not.
Well, they finished 8th.
No, it's not their highest ever.
It is.
It's not their highest ever.
It is their highest ever. I'm telling you.
Stoke.
Let's Google it now.
Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to Google this thing.
Google it. Aren't you tired of being wrong?
The last time we had this debate, you were wrong.
Yeah. Because it was something that didn't matter.
No, it's something that
I deleted
really
it from my hard drive.
Oh, wow.
But I should commend their football, though. I mean, playing this physical long ball, whatever.
I think a neat passing football. Stoke. But I think at the expense of defensive solidity, they managed to achieve some sort of attractive football style this season. But what is it? The last 4 or 5 games, they've been absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
They've been terrible. Stoke has been poor. They don't offer enough resistance. They're not solid. They concede goals. And also, no matter how much you want to improve as a team, if you have Charlie Adam in your midfield starting, I don't think you'll ever go anywhere in life.
Why not, though? He's a good attacking midfield.
So, yeah, as usual, comrade question was wrong.
Did you Google it? Look at that.
What does it say?
Stoke, 9th.
Yeah.
It's their highest finish. Shut up, your fist!
But they
Shut
finished
up!
ninth. They
Shut
finished
up!
ninth last season.
Shut
they finished
up! It's still their highest. It's still their highest finish.
You're actually an idiot. They finished the same position,
but
for the
it's still their highest
seasons.
Finish.
Yeah, baboon. Man.
Did I say they didn't finish like that last season?
How do I mute you, please?
How do I mute you?
Yeah, baboon. Your whole premise was that they finished. It was the highest finish, so
they
it was
finished,
an improvement.
Listen,
all I said was it was not an improvement on
bastard,
your previous.
Bastard.
Yeah, baboon.
Bastard. You said it wasn't their highest finish. You said it wasn't their highest finish.
You must learn how to argue.
Don't be revisionist.
Just shut up. You can't throw in big words into an argument and think you're right. This is not the National Assembly, honorable idiots. Keep quiet.
All right, please. Let's moving along swiftly. I think there was Watford. Watford played someone. Flores Sanchez's last game.
Yeah.
But that's really trash. Why would they like fire a guy who's given them a good season?
You know, exactly. And why would they fire a guy who is possibly the best exponent of men wearing eyeliner in the world?
In the world. Yeah.
His eyeliner game, fleeky.
I mean, Watford was in the championship last season.
Yeah.
They made the semifinals of the playoff. FA Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beat Arsenal convincingly. 2-0, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I know.
The guy loses his job.
Was it not 2-1? I think it was 2-1.
Yeah, it was 2-1.
Well, yeah. There was a sense that from January onwards, Watford weren't playing with any discernible style. There didn't seem to be any progress with Watford. They were making rookie errors in defence. Just all round shit. So I think the owners of the club decided that, you know, Flores is not the man to take them forward. And
wasn't
you can
that
understand
harsh
them.
Wasn't that harsh though? I mean,
no, but
season,
I mean, from what I get, there's a clause in his contract that allowed for that. So that allowed for a renegotiation or like a revision of where they want to be and where they were going.
Hmm.
And if both parties didn't agree that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Nah.
And let's not act as though this is not par for the course when it comes to Watford. I mean, they replaced Slavisa Djokanovic barely weeks before the season started. And they've had, I think, about 4 or 5 managers in the last 4 years. So it's normal. Italian owners and being absurd, you know, they go like this.
I just thought it was harsh based on what the man had achieved, you know, for a team that was coming from the championship. I don't know whether it was their first season or not, but I mean, being in the Premier League, they did well. I mean, even better than Chelsea, I should say. I mean,
a lot of teams
below.
Did better than Chelsea.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
so
definitely.
I thought it was harsh.
Yeah. Nah, B.
Let us move along swiftly to Liverpool 1. Liverpool 1 and what was it? Watford? No,
West Brom.
West Brom. They're all W's. So we want to call a Liverpool fan, and Durek Jesus forgot to give our producer the name of the Liverpool fan.
The infamous
Kunle Balogun.
Kunle.
That is how we do here. Wow, we're so cool.
From Lagos, Nigeria.
So Liverpool won, West Brom won. You could tell Liverpool were in, like, waiting for the final that they're playing today.
Actually, yeah. Mm.
Did you see Jordan Ibe's goal?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Was it left footer? Hey,
bruh.
Do you think he can be as good as Raheem Sterling?
No. He's not.
Can he be? Okay, I'm not even gonna talk about Daniel Sturridge because I know you like a.
He'll be like a Lennon. He'll be a slightly more intelligent Lennon.
A better Lennon. I think he's got a bit of a football
slightly
brain.
Slightly more.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a football brain on him, and I hope he becomes better. And West Brom season petered out into nothingness, into oblivion.
Not really, considering where they were before Tony Pulis came into the picture. I mean, it's West Brom, they don't necessarily have enough resources. They don't have a nice target market in terms of their where they're based. So it's a bit much to expect them to do anything more than what they've done this season.
Yeah.
West Brom, for them, their football future is just consolidation in mid-table and enjoy Premiership riches.
Yeah, okay. No, cool.
Unless they pull a Leicester, which will involve huge investment in their doping.
Okay, so we want to talk about, what is that club called? Liverpool.
Yes, Liverpool.
And we've got Kunle on the line, I think. We've got Kunle on
Kunle!
The line. Yeah, he should be listening. Just hold on, hold on. Let me sort this out.
MTN Nigeria now.
Is he here?
Just because they find you doesn't mean the signal must be terrible when we're trying to call now.
No, fuck this. Did I say that? No, I'll make it work. I'm a donut, I'll make it work. It's like when you're like talking.
Comrade question is playing with the knobs like he's twisting, like he's twisting nipples.
What's going on?
What's good?
How's it going, man? Are you well? Are you well in Niger?
You'll never walk.
So many questions for you today, Kunle. So many questions. So let's start off with the season.
What a day.
Give us your review of the season under Jurgen Klopp for 2015-2016 for Liverpool.
Let me tell you something. Two things happened this season.
Yeah.
That is going to change the history of the club.
Yeah.
In the 21st century.
Yeah.
We sacked Brendan Rodgers.
Okay.
And we hired Jurgen Klopp.
That's it.
Klopp, even if we got relegated this season,
yeah,
I have never been this excited about a Liverpool manager since I started supporting this great club.
Even over Rafa.
I genuinely care for the well-being of Jurgen Klopp.
You genuinely care.
I will personally write him a personal check if he's ever in any financial trouble. That is how much affection
you have.
I have for the man.
Okay.
Why? Why? What justifies that level of affection?
Exactly. What do you mean? Why? You have no choice but to love him. No choice. He is sincere. He said something in his press conference. He said, "We are here to turn doubters to believers."
Mm, yeah.
That is all he had to say. He said Liverpool learn to play emotional football.
Yeah. Emotional football.
Once you forget that it is a game, once you forget that football is actually a game to enjoy,
yeah,
and that the world does not end, even if you lose a match, even if you go a goal down, even if you are 2-1 against Dortmund.
Yeah.
Remember, it's just a game.
Yeah.
And remember, all you have to do is just score goals and come back.
Yes.
Mm. What a guy. What a man.
What a man.
What a guy.
What a man.
Now, Kunle, I want to ask you about your season in general. So, how do you think, you know, looking at Liverpool's performance this season and going into a season where you're most likely going to buy, you know, better players, players that fit more into the psyche and the kind of game that Jurgen Klopp wants to play?
First of all, it depends on whether we get into the Champions League or not.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Everything changes whether we're in the Champions League or not, depending on the kind of players you attract,
yeah,
depending on how much budget we'll have to be able to buy players. It depends on what happens tonight in Basel. Second of all, whatever the situation is, you can see that we have Liverpool have played. You know how many games Liverpool have played this year? I can't even remember. I think it has never happened. It has never Jurgen Klopp has played over 50 games. He has managed over 50
games. He's the quickest manager to get to 50 games or 100 games or something?
Yeah, 50.
50 games in 100 days or something.
50 games. Like, we're playing close to 70 matches this season.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, you can't expect us to be playing our best football week in, week out when we're playing three matches a week for the past 7-8 weeks.
Yeah.
Or even 3-4 months.
You know what I also like about Klopp?
We have what it takes. Look at Man City. Look at Chelsea. Look at Dortmund. Look at Villarreal. We have those performances. We can look at Manchester United, for Christ's sake. Look at that. I mean, I don't even have to go far. Like, you can see the quality there. 3-0, 4-1 against Man City.
Yeah.
Chelsea were humble. Arsenal proved leaders. I mean, all I'm just saying is just strap up your seatbelt, man. You know?
Okay. So your prediction for tonight's game, the final, how do you think the team are going to play? How do you feel actually being in the Europa League final?
Hello?
Kunle, there's some cocaine in the telephone line. Just move slightly to your
away from the dispenser.
Move away from the cocaine dispenser.
I'm literally hanging off the balcony now.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Don't fall, I beg.
As I said, Klopp has got into two finals in 5 months. Brendan Rodgers was 4 years at Liverpool. He didn't reach any final.
Yeah.
4 years. Two finals in 5 months.
Yeah.
With this team, he hasn't had a transfer. He has had one transfer window, and he bought Steven Caulker.
Yeah, who was a
Steven
great
Caulker
signing.
Has not even played as a defender in Liverpool. He has come on twice
as a striker
and he has played as a striker.
Yeah,
but he has not got any players in. No one.
No, but Kunle,
we need to give him at least two transfer windows
to see his
preseason.
You know what else I like about Klopp? The way he has integrated youngsters without any... In fact, I think he doesn't get enough credit for the way he's brought people like Chirivea, Kevin Stewart, Sheyi Ojo, all those players into the Liverpool first team without any, like, without attempting to build them up too high or put them in the spotlight or protect them.
No, the man is a man manager. Like, everybody knows that. The fact that after every single game, he goes onto the pitch and gives all his players hugs. I mean, come on.
Who's been your player of the season so far?
My player of the season? Personally, it's Bobby. Personally.
It's who?
Bobby. I call him Bobby.
Oh, Firmino.
Bobby.
Bobby! Bobbio!
Bobby! Bobbio!
The Don.
I was wondering who's Bobby?
He's known as Bobby.
Okay. So your prediction for tonight's game?
Yeah. A prediction for tonight's game. To be honest.
Yeah.
I think it'll be. I think it's going to be an easy final.
Okay.
Be honest, and I predict a minimum of a 2-goal margin.
A minimum.
For Liverpool.
2-goal margin.
All right. We've got a question for you in the studio from Basarasha. Hold on.
Yeah, Liko, what do you think of Jordan Henderson as the club captain? Do you think he's the man to take the club forward together with Jurgen Klopp? Or, I don't know, my personal assessment of him is he's a bit light to be the club captain. What are your thoughts on that as a supporter?
Light. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, you can't. I mean, I'll prefer James Milner any day.
Yeah, Milner.
But the truth of the matter is that we don't have many leaders in the team. We do not. And the fact is that I don't even think Henderson should be a starter. You know? But I mean, who are we going to make captain? Kolo is like 45 years old.
And all those years of doping at Arsenal with the hair products and what are those vitamins that he was talking about?
Yeah, the weight loss pills.
The weight loss pills, it's helped out.
But I mean, look at it. It's paying off now.
Yeah.
How about a player like Martin Skrtel? Somebody that's been there for a while.
Martin Skrtel will be sold.
He'll be sold.
No, we already know this. He was captain in the last the game against Watford. That was his farewell.
His testimonial, basically.
Yeah, basically. So Martin Skrtel is going to be sold. Sako, obviously. He should be shot. I don't know.
And Benteke, what's your view on the Benteke Origi storage dilemma?
It's a shame, but Benteke will have to be sold. West Ham are coming with a 25 to 30 million pound bid.
For Benteke?
Yeah.
West Ham?
Yeah,
they even offered 25 for Richie and Callum Wilson.
And they offered money for Walcott as well.
Mm. West Ham has money to blow.
So, that Olympic money, Olympic stadium, Olympic, I don't even know guap. What the deal was.
Yeah. But, Olympic guap!
If they come in, even Daniel Sturridge, man, to be honest.
What?
I don't even know about Daniel Sturridge.
He'll be sold?
He does not play the club way.
Come on, that's not. He's a finisher. He finishes. He gets the ball. Daniel Sturridge. He finishes.
I hear you, but Sturridge is one of the best strikers in the world, though.
Listen to me. You have to stick in the team.
Stick to the plan.
This is a Kloppolution happening.
Kloppolution, baby.
It is the Kloppolution.
Kloppolution.
We don't care about funding. Yeah. Daniel Sturridge was fit, and they told Klopp to him, you must train for 10 days. I don't care who you are, you must train.
Yeah.
Mm. You must train for 10 days before you're going to get a minute. You have a world-class manager. We just need to trust the process.
Yeah, that's true. You need to trust the process. All right, Kunle, man. Thanks so much for coming onto the show and taking your time out of surely a busy schedule up there
definitely.
In Niger. Which province is he? Which state?
He's in Lagos.
He's in Lagos.
Yeah, making those millions.
Making those millions.
Red for the win.
No, we'll be waiting. We'll talk to you later tonight. We'll wait for this win.
Praise God.
No problem. Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers, Kunle.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Kunle, as always, insightful, passionate.
About Liverpool. Kloppolution. So
Kloppolution,
and how did he say he felt about Jurgen Klopp?
I genuinely care for his well-being. I will personally write him a check.
And he will write him a check.
You write him a check personally.
Right, let's move on to the most hilarious result of the season, I think, thus far. Tottenham Hotspur lost.
St. Tottenham's Day.
Wow, what an implosion. Newcastle 5.
Eric O'Fay made 7,000 from betting that Arsenal would finish.
Did he bet?
Arsenal would finish ahead of Tottenham.
You're lying.
I promise you. And when he made the bet, Arsenal were 11 points behind Tottenham.
And he bet 7,000.
No, he bet 500.
And the odds were
so high that he got 7,000.
7,000 Rand. Yeah. Mm. Go you, Eric.
What would you do with 7,000 Rand?
I'd go to
off a bet.
I'd invest in some young lady's education.
Education. What kind of education? With the penile.
No. Who said that?
What kind of education are you talking about?
To move forward in life.
Why aren't you wearing your ring?
To progress. I don't have it anymore. To progress. To do
you lost
things.
Your ring,
dude. This is we're on air, bro. I don't have this thing.
We're supposed to be faithful black men. How can you, as a faithful black man,
and I don't need this symbol to show that I'm a faithful black man. I can keep doing this without the ring. I can keep being a faithful black man.
Preach, brother.
I go to strip clubs and they can smell marriage on me.
Preach, brother.
They can say, this guy is married.
Well, actually, smelling marriage on someone doesn't necessarily mean
in a good way.
Because married dudes are always the ones fucking violating everything.
They smell financial
shit. They never want to go home.
They smell financial freedom. They smell security and they see this guy's married.
And they smell double income. Dressing well is good manners.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah. Tottenham 1, Newcastle 5. How did that happen, Basa? Give us something.
Benitez. Tottenham, I don't know, man. Ever since, what was that?
That Chelsea game, was it the West Brom? Was it the West Brom?
It was the West Brom game, I think.
One of those Ws, yeah.
Yeah, one of those Ws. I think they just imploded ever since then. I felt like the pressure to catch up on Leicester got to them.
Yeah.
To the point where they probably overthought the situation.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, they just fell apart, especially after the West Brom game, like you're saying.
Mm.
They literally lost the title there.
Yeah.
And I think they just broke down as a team. And I feel sorry for them next season, actually. For them to be able to get up from that is going to take a lot.
I don't know. I think maybe
you know, I mean, this is their best ever finish in the Premier League, by the way.
Yeah, but
and yet they still finished behind Arsenal. But I mean, that's a point for another day. But I think in the case of Spurs, this is a young group of players who have been coming up together, who've been groomed in the Pochettino way.
Can I blame Pochettino
for this? Yeah, you can blame it, but let me finish. And I think I look at this more as a blip. I mean, this is the last 3 weeks of the season that they basically blew away the work that they'd put in for the past 7 months.
That's the most important part of the season, where your mental is actually tested.
But to say they can't recover from that, I don't know, man. I think
what happened to Liverpool? What, was it 2 years ago? I mean, they almost... They what?
But
one game away?
But they lost Suarez.
Yeah, but
they lost Suarez.
The team was still there.
Without Suarez, come on.
I even think at that point it's not a personnel problem. It's more of a mentality problem than a personal problem.
That's where Pochettino comes in. That's where Pochettino comes in.
Okay.
I've noticed with his body language in a lot of tense games, he doesn't radiate the sort of calm
demeanor
that you would expect from a manager pushing for a title. If you look at the Leicester games in the running,
Claudio was just...
Whenever Leicester had a setback or they were struggling, Ranieri was always the calming influence. Yes, he radiated authority and calm, and that whole, this may be a setback, but we're Leicester.
That's right.
You know,
right.
Look at our results before this. We deserve to be here. Mm. But Pochettino, you would see nervous energy. He would be fidgeting. He would be whispering to his assistant. He would get up randomly and start shouting. I think that sort of also infected his players, and it finally manifested in how the Chelsea game.
The Chelsea game, I think the Chelsea
that was the turning point, actually. The Chelsea game, and then from then on it was just downhill.
Yeah.
All right, and then Arsenal.
But when we're talking about calmness, don't go and do Van Gaal. That one is
too calm.
Is a different calm. That's the calm of a serial killer, man.
We're gonna get to Van Gaal now. No. Arsenal 4. What's the other team they played? Aston Villa 0.
One of the worst teams to ever dirty
17 points to from 38 games.
Dirty the Premier League.
They won three games the whole season. Out of
17 three. Points from
this might be
games.
The worst team I've ever seen since Zimsok in 2000. Oh, wow. Zimsok in 2000 and was it 6 or 7? That was the worst team.
I think it was Zimsok 2006.
Yeah, 2006. Zimsok was horrific.
Yeah. We need to stop making these Rhodes University, like, you know, references. You know, I don't know. People won't get them. I don't think so. I don't know.
What? Okay, the infamous Sonia.
Sonia.
Guys, some fans on Arsenal TV rated Arsenal season as an 8.
What?
There are delusional people out here. Their season is at most a 5, even though they finished second. What do you think?
I think it's a 5.
Probably a 4.
If not worse, it's
because
probably a 4.
I mean, think about it. This is the worst season for Man City, United,
Chelsea.
You had a Leicester team that probably got the lowest points total
for a champion
in years. You guys were on top of the league till I think about
for a combined 27 days until about January at the end of
till about January. You had it, and then the same old Arsenal frailties. Problems.
No. You know what happened? You jinxed us.
But that was my plan.
You jinxed us in January when you were sitting here.
Niger!
Yeah. You fucking jinxed us.
Yeah, that was my plan.
And I could see that was your plan.
That was my
bastard.
Plan.
Bastard. You
that
bastard.
Was my plan.
Anyway, Mikel Arteta retires as well.
Fuck him. He can retire.
Matthew Flamini goes to eat his billions.
Yeah, Flamini. I left for free. I got signed for free. Came back on free.
But the signing on bonuses must be wild if you're like a free transfer as well. Eh?
That's why I started a billion-dollar business.
And Rosicky's gone as well.
Rosicky is probably one of the saddest stories in world football, because that guy fit.
Could have changed.
That guy fit. His Dortmund days, some of his best moments with Arsenal, that guy played
the
football.
The game against the USA in the 2006 World Cup, that goal.
That guy played football like freaking Stradivarius, making a new violin, man. With delicacy, with passion, with love, just radiating from every touch, bro.
Yeah.
Rosicky.
So what lies ahead?
I'm so sad,
now.
Man. I'm just retire, man.
Comrade question for Arsenal, as an Arsenal fan. I mean, 12
Wenger
seasons,
must go.
No trophy.
Wenger must go.
Wenger apparently retires in what,
2017? This is his last season.
Just like Durek said, the season where all the, you know,
your major rivals are struggling. Exactly. Not even your rivals, but the teams that usually dominate are the ones that are struggling. Yeah, and you're supposed to just take it. Well, look, I think Arsenal has taken Arsenal as far as he can. And I really think, but I'm not going to be vitriolic and say
Hey, English.
Fuck Wenger, all that sudden.
Vitriolic.
And you must respect him for what he has done to the club, vitriolic. What he's brought, and all that kind of. Thank you, Duran.
Danger zone.
The danger zone of Vitriolic. So you must respect him for what he has achieved for the club and how he has managed to steady a ship that was rocky at times. And this is why, for me, Mikel Arteta was important as a signing in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
He came in where we had a team that had no identity, having lost important players, Samir Nasri, Cesc Fabregas, people who defined how Arsenal played.
Word.
2008-2011.
Word.
And he came in and steadied the ship, and he really...
Word life.
In as much as the style was boring, mm-hmm. but it was effective. I remember Arsenal winning like the last 12 games of that... You know, coming from sixth or something.
Word.
Where Tottenham were like fourth, and it was, you know, we're talking about us in Tottenham, say Tottenham. And then, you know. Word so life. For me, Arteta has to go off with, you know, with a good adios and join Pep Guardiola and be a great manager.
He must be the first club captain that...
that cried.
That captained the bench the whole season.
So, as an Arsenal fan, are you prepared, come end of 2017, when Wenger finally goes, to have a manager that comes and that changes the way Arsenal plays?
It's not going
to
change.
For the sake of results, are you prepared for that as a fan?
I want a trophy. You can. I mean, look at Atletico Madrid. You can't tell an Atletico Madrid fan that when
their
they
style
won,
of play
their
isn't
style of
amazing.
Play isn't amazing because it gets trophies. It's simple.
But what happens the minute you stop getting trophies?
Yeah, then people become critical of how you're playing.
How
yeah.
you're playing.
Just no, like what's happening to Manchester United now. It's all boring, but whoever cares?
No, but United had a good style of
play. Are you mad?
No. United had a great
style of
play.
When we were winning, we were brilliant.
Hold on.
Champagne football.
Had you been winning, would anybody be talking about boring football? Had you been winning?
Dude, when we won like five games 1-0, 5 games in a row 1-0, people were still complaining about the style of play.
Yeah,
people
but you were sitting what, 7 or 6 on the
no,
log?
No, we led the
league. There was a time
for like
guys,
a few days.
A few days. They were on top of the league. Yeah.
Yes. I remember. Then Luke Shaw's leg got broken and
I remember that, but the boring football came when you guys started slipping out the top four. There was you weren't exactly
no, the
where you were.
No, football has been a recurring theme throughout Van Gaal's tenure.
Yeah, basically.
It's not a new thing.
Thing is, Van Gaal is, I think he's got a mental health issue.
Yeah, we
I'm
know
not,
that.
I'm not being trivial about it, but I think he does have a mental... If you read books about Van Gaal and how he interacts
players
with
view
people,
him.
How players view him, mm-hmm. there's definitely something about a mental health issue there.
No, definitely.
When did it start? I mean, this is
all
a successful
his life.
Manager, right? I mean, he's got a resume laden with success.
Yeah,
I mean, why all of a sudden? Why is it only coming apparent now?
No, it's always been apparent that he has a mental health issue.
Yeah,
always.
But I mean, why are we highlighting it now? My point is...
We've always highlighted it. What?
Yeah.
What kind of manager comes into a press conference...
It takes off his pants.
...and says, sex masochism is okay?
Sex masochism.
What? What kind of manager wears serial killer shades during a match? What?
Louis Van Gaal.
Van Gaal.
LVG.
Let me tell you another Drops anecdote.
Mike.
Let me tell you another anecdote just to prove this guy is not all there. During a training session with Bayern Munich, he called the players into a huddle, dropped his pants. No, called the players into a huddle. He's like, guys, I want to see
sexy football.
Sexy football. Mm. Then dropped his pants and he's like, can you see? Nothing's happening.
It's not sexy. Nothing's happening. Yeah, I'm not erect.
Basically, he showed his flaccid penis and was like, guys, you're not stimulating me. And you want to tell me that guy is okay? First day he met Piqué. Piqué was 8 years old. He looks at Piqué. This was when Van Gaal was coaching Barcelona. Looks at Piqué, shoves him so hard. Piqué falls flat on the ground. He's like, you'll never play for Barcelona. he's like, you're too weak. Mm. You'll never play for Barcelona. So this guy is not normal. Don't
let's
ever
not even go there. He's not normal.
No, he's
all
not.
Right, let's move on. Actually, speaking of Barcelona, let's move on to La Liga. Barcelona.
La Liga.
Barcelona doping won the league on Saturday.
Barcelona doping, tax evasion, racism.
Racism, tattoos.
Yeah.
The bad kind.
Yeah.
The bad tattoos that don't
bad
mean
tattoos,
anything. Yeah.
Bad tattoos that don't radiate.
Brazilian energy. Boys that bleach their hair and relax to show that they're not black.
And evade taxes.
And evade taxes as well. And sell their private jets.
You know,
to
Barcelona
pay
is just a despicable club.
It's more than a club because it's fucking despicable.
It's more than a club. It's an organized crime institution.
It's an organized crime institution.
Yeah.
Thank you, Director.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
I must give credit to Real Madrid, though, for pushing them right to the end.
Nah.
I think, after Benitez, I mean, Zizou coming in,
guys,
I think he did a very good job.
Guys, let's not blame Rafa, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's blame the fact that the guy who... Let's blame Rafa. He's not attractive enough.
He's fat.
Yeah, and looks like a waiter. Yeah. He's not attractive enough. Mm. That's the problem with Rafa. If
he looked to be like Real Madrid Zidane.
Manager, yeah. you need to be attractive.
Box office.
Mourinho is an attractive manager.
How was what's his name? Pellegrini.
Pellegrini is an attractive silver fox.
What? Silver fox. What?
Silver fox.
Pellegrini.
I don't see.
Pellegrini will pop his Viagra. And steal your girl, man. What?
Guys, I got a question, especially with Barcelona and Real Madrid. You know, Zizou obviously played for Real Madrid, and what's his name? Luis Enrique.
Oh, yeah, Luis Enrique.
Also was a former Barcelona player.
And Real Madrid.
Yeah, so are we trying to say that players, well, coaches that have coached, you know, their teams before and they come back as coaches do what? We look in the Premiership, there's, what's his name? Is it Slaven Bilic?
Slaven Bilic at West Ham.
At West Ham, yeah. I mean, West Ham have done considerably well. I think they'll play Europa.
Yeah, but I don't know, I don't know if it's about being former players. I don't know, because the trend lately has been for laptop managers who have no history of football, because they're able to look at things more dispassionately.
Like Andre Villas-Boas.
Yeah, Villas-Boas.
Mourinho is a sort of laptop manager. Yeah?
Even Wenger. I mean, he's not from the current generation.
He's not from the current, but he's a serious laptop manager.
Yeah, he's a serious laptop manager.
Yeah, because reason
and
I
Big
say
Sam.
So,
Big Sam,
yeah, Big Sam is a serious laptop, although he had a career.
I'm just looking at the success of Enrique and Zizou.
Enrique, guys, who would not win with that team?
You can go to Barcelona and coach Barcelona right now.
Fuck, my left testicle could coach Barcelona to a league title, bro.
Guys, Rafa went to Madrid, and what happened? They were almost tailing off.
No, yeah, the thing with Rafa, he was sabotaged from within.
Yeah.
Like, Perez was like, oh my God, this guy made a mistake. It's fat.
From the first game, they knew that they didn't want
to. They were like, no, we don't want him.
Yeah,
but didn't Perez come out? Didn't he have a press statement where he came out and said, you know, he's supporting, what's his name, Rafa?
That's the poison. That's the poison. After, jealous,
after that, La Liga
But what
defeat?
Are they going to do? They'll just say the same thing. You know, they'll say, we support our manager. There's no way a board member is going to come out and say, we don't support the manager.
You can keep quiet. You're not forced.
WeChat from Sonia. She says, guys, can we expect anything exceptional from Zidane next season as coach?
His suit game
is going to be fire.
Going to be exceptional.
And his stubble is going to be
His 5 o'clock shadow.
Have you seen top his five brown in the shoes? Game.
Jesu.
No, you can expect that. That's exceptional.
Is this Taft,
bro? Well done.
Yeah, you know, just financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
You know, we're dead free.
But anyway, I think Real are going to have a decent season next season if they keep hold of... If they win the Champions League, I think it'll spur them on to bigger things.
I agree.
If they win the Champions League.
If they win. Guys, and can we talk about Griezmann?
No, Atleti. I was going to get to that.
Griezmann.
Can they hold on to Griezmann?
They can.
PSG are
lurking. There's no pressure to sell Atletico Madrid. They have enough money. They've had enough sustained success to keep their best players. But what I really don't understand is how Simeone is able to infuse that level of demonic possession in each of his players. Because, dude, their fourth choice centre back came into a game with... Who did they play in the semi-finals? Bayern. Fourth choice centre back came into a game and played as though he had been starting the entire season. Like, everyone in that team
is on
possessed.
The same level. Yeah. Like, the same frequency. They're
like,
all playing
Jimenez
the same.
Is, what, 20? Mm-hmm. But that guy defends like a 45-year-old that has been defending custody suits for years. Paternity test. No.
Paternity test. You know, rockets.
You know. So it's just amazing. The level of intensity. And guys, don't ever get it twisted and say Simeone just teaches them to be thugs. Defensive. No.
They score the goals. They win games.
Not just that. They're intelligent at a level that people don't give them enough credit for. Like, that team is tactically drilled within an inch of their lives.
Yeah.
They probably sleep in formation.
So who are you tipping for the Champions League final?
Real Madrid, only because Atletico Madrid has a history of racist incidents at the Calderon. So Real Madrid. And also because I love Cristiano.
They have Cristiano.
I love Cristiano.
In the La Liga, on head-to-head, how did it pan out? Didn't Atletico beat Real?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah. But I think Zidane was still getting to learn his team there. I think now
Zidane.
Yeah, Zidane. he was getting to learn his team there. I think now he sort of has kind of control over the way they play. Although it's not spectacular, I must admit it gets results. It's not that spectacular. I mean, it's not like they're playing, you know, tiki-taka or whatever. They're just playing the real way. Anyway, Mark Mapori says, with Barca and Madrid needed past players because they get respect, which is all you need managing those clubs.
That's a very good point. Because when you're a club legend icon, it's very hard for the president to sabotage you. Unless you're an Iker Casillas. Iker was a legend, but his performances didn't insulate him the way
that his status at the club should have, because he started to be shit. So even though you're a legend, but when you start playing shit and the results aren't going their way, your
legacy is not going to insulate. Yeah.
So hence my question, guys. I look at the Manchester United scenario. I mean, with reference to Madrid
God forbid rankings.
That's exactly what I was going to get at.
This guy. don't piss me off. What? Rankings. Seventh, fourth, fifth. You don't want to give rank. No,
but
guys.
He doesn't have influence. Gigs.
Fuck that.
He doesn't have influence. He's an assistant coach.
He doesn't look like he's a good manager to me.
Ryan Giggs, guys, did not have the wherewithal to keep an affair with his wife quiet.
With his brother's wife quiet.
This guy.
He did not have the tactical nous.
Multi-millionaire with fucking women all over him decided his brother's wife
is the best thing to do.
But guys, a guy who's been, how long has he been at the club? 20? What? I don't know.
It could have been years, since years. Conception.
It could
fuck
have been
that.
Since 14 years
fuck that.
Ago.
No.
Who better?
No.
Who
Mourinho
better?
Now.
Who better
Mourinho.
To understand the culture?
Fuck
the
culture, man. We just want to win. The culture is winning. The culture is trophies.
The culture is winning. It's trophies.
It's trophies.
And how many of them did he lift though, Giggs?
He lifted them because of Ferguson.
Yeah, easily. Actually, let's talk about Man United. 3-1 yesterday after the bomb scare on Sunday.
Fuck that team.
No, but Marcus Rashford.
Quality.
That kid,
sensational
quality. Kid. He's a quality
but
thing.
But Martial is...
Do you see the first goal? Rooney's goal. That's all Martial.
That's all Martial.
Guys, Martial arts.
That guy.
Did he make the French squad?
But he did.
Of course.
What
that guy,
mean?
That guy. Whenever he plays, he bristles with menace, man. Like it's not a. No, there's no time Martial will get the ball and you're not worried for a defender's hamstrings. Yeah. You're always worried. You're like, oh shit, he's about to ruin someone's life.
Yeah,
you know, Martial,
hamstrings gone.
For me, the thing that stands out here is his acceleration from
acceleration,
almost
close control,
close control with the ball, everything.
The composure. That's because he has children.
Yeah.
Once you've changed another, 20? Yes.
Once you have,
yes, he has a child.
Duncan says Iheanacho is still better.
Fuck your life.
No.
you don't know anything about good decisions or taste.
That's why you buy Uzi.
That's why you wear Uzi.
That's why you wear Uzi every
that's
day.
Why.
You don't know anything about good decisions, taste, or life. You don't care for your life. That's why you buy Uzi. Anyway, let's move along swiftly.
Iheanacho is good, though.
No, he's good.
He's good. Not he's, even good. He's a good. Very good player, but Martial.
Let's move on to some Zimbabwean football.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Dynamo's actually.
We don't want to know
Dynamo's
about Moses
fans over the weekend actually trashed the cops as in they
fought.
I saw
the they fought riot police. The riot picks. Police ran away from Dynamo's fans.
Dimbare.
No,
what happened?
Aren't you a Highlanders fan?
I'm a Dynamo's fan. Just because I'm Ndebele, I'm supposed to be Highlanders.
But you're Ndebele.
You see, xenophobic tribalism. What is
I
this?
I don't understand.
No, I grew up in Harare. I went to Churchill
High
School.
But you're Ndebele.
So what?
So why are you supporting Dimbare?
Because I grew up
so
in
you're a collaborator. You are like the Zim version of Gacha Buteles. Wow. Wow, I'm disappointed, man.
But anyway, they've just recently fired their coach, some guy who was a PE training teacher in wherever he came from. And they've had to pay him $50,000, I think, because that was part of his contract.
Football in Zimbabwe and Zambia is just like funny, man, because you see all these weird things. Do you remember when a coach in Zambia punched one of the fans?
Yes.
Green Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Punched the fan. I mean, like,
but we produce good talent, though.
Nah, I don't know. You produce good talent for the PSL,
South Africa, yeah, for the
not
PSL.
World standards. Yeah, I mean, you guys have only ever had one good international quality
Peter
player.
Ndlovu and
no,
Moses Chunga.
No, shut up.
Moses Chunga.
Benjani.
Benjani was quality.
And he was Malawian. So he was... So we must give credit to Nyasaland.
Nyasaland.
To Malawi, not to your...
Nah.
Guys, you guys have never had... Even Peter Ndlovu was just all pace, headless chicken style.
Headless chicken?
Peter Ndlovu was, at best, a lower tier player who had pace. And dude, what did he do in the Premiership? He was average, Ndlovu.
At Coventry.
Guys, Peter
was the shit,
don't romanticize this guy,
man.
Because he's your soul shining light.
At Coventry,
please,
Peter
please,
was the shit.
Please.
Anyway, let's move on to our favorite segment.
Name one Nigerian player
who did
in
what?
The Premiership that Peter Ndlovu is better than. Even Emmanuel Emenike, that's been in the Premiership for 6 months.
Ide Brown is better than Peter Ndlovu. Peter Ndlovu is better than Ide Brown, bruh.
Ide Brown is better than Peter Ndlovu.
Nah,
by far.
Anyway, here we go with the laundromat. Shubi Boye
so just blew a kiss
at
Comrade Question.
Did she?
Oh my God, that's like a remix to that Nas line. Shubi Boye just blew a kiss at the football show concert.
Shout out
to Nandi.
Shout out. Richard Wright retires after making grand total of 0 appearances in 4 years at Man City.
Swag. Because he was getting £60,000 a week.
And then a Wigan fan is awarded the free season ticket for creating all-conquering Will Griggs on fire chant video. I don't know, guys,
best chant of the season was at United, was at Old Trafford when the bomb scare was
the Drake thing. Did they do it?
Yeah, the Drake thing. They were like, OT, OT.
We never got time where we go OT.
I pray I make it out in one piece.
Theo Walcott misses out on England selection after going as a teenager to the World Cup in 2006 and not playing. Yeah. Then missing out through injury in 2010. And then missing out because Fabio Capello didn't like him 2014.
Did you see Santi Cazorla's son just
dribbling?
My God.
That is a future Arsenal player.
My God.
And he's probably, what, 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus.
And 5. What's his name? Ray Hodgson says Theo hasn't got any game time when Jack Wilshere hasn't played almost the whole
game. No, but Wilshere is a special...
He's a special talent.
No, but Walcott is not a special player. That's the thing. Walcott is not a special player. And players in his position are better than him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, even if Walcott had game time, who is he going to replace in that squad?
Awesome. Breaking news. John Terry has signed an extension with Chelsea.
Hallelujah. Oh, Chelsea fans.
More racism.
And then I think the wolf of the week has to be Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan substituted himself,
brought his kids onto the pitch, said, let's go.
Let's go.
Scored a goal.
Let's go.
In the 89th minute. That is a wolf.
And he said, I came like a king.
Left as a legend. So where is he going actually now? Where's Zlatan going to go now?
United.
There's room of United.
I just want Zlatan at United so I can slap Smalling when he...
When he does something stupid, just slap.
You know, like, I want Zlatan. I mean, he's... Or maybe, no, we have Schweinsteiger.
And then, Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez are to play a final game wearing special Vardy's Nike boots.
Well, swag.
That's swag.
Gilly Borgi,
he saved Werder Bremen on the final day or something like that.
Mm. That's the Chelsea guy, right?
Yeah, Chelsea guy who didn't even make a single appearance for you guys. And
apparently, Mourinho said it's not his signings.
Yeah.
So it was Michael Emenalo.
That guy has to leave Chelsea as well. I think he's behind a lot of
this guy. Why is this xenophobia?
Silly decision.
Man.
Yeah, it's xenophobia.
I mean, how you let a guy like Ramirez go?
Money.
Yeah, he got no money. In China.
But I mean, he's got one of your best players.
Shout out to Joel Mungoni, man. AKA the Zimbabwean Ramirez.
What was Joel a Zimbabwean Ramirez? Come on.
No, he looked like Ramirez. They were basically twins.
He did. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it has been The Football Show. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in.
Thank you
to Basra Asha for coming through. Jesus, thank you for your wise words, as usual.
As usual. The greatest.
Remember, all boobs matter. Be kind to strippers. And may the swag
be with you.
May the swag be with you. May your debit orders not bounce. May your debit orders not bounce.
Amen.
Everything. Hallelujah. What else must happen? What else must happen so that people
may can... you be granted entry into the grand without paying that ridiculous cover?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, guys. We love you and thank you. Bye.
Love you. Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.